The GAA Podcast on OTB Sports Radio, Ireland's first and only sports radio station.
Okay, you're welcome, Max. So, style meets substance was very much the theme today as Littlewoods Ireland launched the Camogie Leagues this afternoon. Littlewoods Ireland, as you may well know, and the Camogie Association were today joined by 2019 All-Ireland winner Heather Cooney from Galway and Kilkenny's Katie Power to launch the 2020 Littlewoods Ireland Camogie Leagues. And I'm very happy to say that Katie and Heather are in studio. You're both very welcome. Thanks for coming in. Familiar foes on the pitch. I read from the 2018 All-Ireland semi-final report. The battle between Katie Power and Heather Cooney was the highlight of the opening half, no less. And here you are, forced to be together for the day. So who's the better sledger is the key question we want to know.
The back, obviously.
Oh, no, come on.
Do you guys tend to match up when Kilkenny play Galway?
Generally, yeah. We would.
Generally?
Yeah.
Okay.
The change in the All-Ireland last year, though.
Yeah. I was nearly running into my position. I was like, where?
Good to catch up.
Just Sweden injury and we switched around things and whatnot. And okay. Yeah, but
we'd generally
be fairly familiar on the field, yeah.
And so, well, I mean, look, I mean, you don't have to give away the ins and outs of it, but how do you find going up against each other? What's that like? Do you shake hands and say, how are you, as you've got to know each other over the years? Or is it a little bit...
Not really.
Daggers. Okay, so daggers from Katie. Daggers from Katie.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, I think we only got to know each other at the trip in New York, really.
Stars.
Yeah, and we would have never even...
Chatted much, really.
No. Right. We would never really cross paths, sure. Like, you were just hurling against each other. But, like, the trip was class then. You'd be chatting away to people. You wouldn't even, you know, you wouldn't know what they're like at all outside the field. You know, you're nearly hating her because she's marking every day. And I'm sure it's the other way around, like.
That's it. You kind of just get on with it. You come to the pitch and you shake hands and you do whatever you got to do and then shake hands afterwards and
that's
see
it.
You soon. Okay. Usually.
There was never much after in terms of staying for a chat. Someone's lost and doesn't really want, isn't
exactly.
The
yeah.
So this was the All-Star trip just gone, November.
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
What was that like? New York, was it?
Yeah. It was good. No, it was brilliant. And it was brilliant for Camogie because people were still talking about Camogie in November, whereas, you know, like, the All-Ireland was over September and, like, it was talked about in a positive manner this year, which was great. Mm. Obviously, not so much for ourselves, but as a whole for Camogie. But, like, still in November, people were still chatting about it because of the trip and, you know, it was unreal for the people that got to go, like, it was once in a lifetime.
2018 All-Stars against 2019 All-Stars?
Yeah, that was it.
So did you two have to mark each other again?
Where are we, actually?
No, I didn't. We got a break in the front of the day. I know it was. It was great, though, to get to know, like you said, the girls outside of the Camogie pitch, because like that, you, on a day, you go up, you shake hands, you get along with it, small bit of chat maybe, and that's it. But I felt you really got to know.
Yeah, it was cool.
You really got to know the other girls, and it was a lovely experience, yeah.
Okay, I'm sure it was. So the 2020 season gets underway. There are two double headers. So I see Porky Cueve and the Gaelic Grounds, and people are going along anyway. So Cork take on Waterford on the Saturday ahead of the Cork Hurlers against Tipperary, and then Limerick play Tip on the Sunday ahead of Limerick Hurlers against Galway. Is this something you guys are a fan of, the double headers? Do you think it makes sense? Do you like it? You don't feel any sense of, hang on, why are we opening up for the men? I know some players have said that.
No,
personally, I'd see it as more eyeballs.
I think it's brilliant.
I think it's good too. I think it gives people an opportunity to watch the game that mightn't be necessarily at a game, otherwise it's called be realistic. And it gives them a chance to get an idea of what the game is about, kind of follow a team a little bit more, you know.
Showcase the game.
Absolutely. And I think that's what I find people are saying anyway. They're seeing that a little bit more and they're interested. They'd be willing to go to another match. It's just giving the people the opportunity to kind of clasp onto a team and start following a team. I think when people follow teams, it's one thing to say, okay, well done, I hear you're in a semi-final, or great, you're in the final or whatever. But they don't get the chance to follow a team, whereas the more they see them, you're part of it. You kind of feel like
an emotional attachment, almost.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
So I think that it lends to that.
A nice experience to play under lights as well, like the Saturday game. There's something just kind of cool about that.
Yeah, that's deadly. I think is the match, the Cork and Waterford match Saturday, is it, under lights? No.
Yes, Cork Waterford on the Saturday, and then Cork play Tip in the hurling afterwards. There'll be a big crowd at that.
Yeah,
great atmosphere.
Definitely. Yeah, and like I think is the Cork ladies. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if they've ever even got to play in the new Porky Cueve either, so that's another groundbreaking thing, like, for Camogie and for Cork. But as Heather said, like, the more people that we get to play in front of, we're delighted. You know, we don't want to play in front of a couple of hundred, like, you know, it's in front of the lads' games. Obviously, there's thousands there, so it's...
It's exposure.
Yeah,
it is. More people seeing, oh, this game actually has something to offer here.
It's brilliant.
The more games that are seen and the more games that are available, the better.
And in terms of, like, the rhythms of getting back into things, when did you guys get back training and get back moving again?
Well, I suppose we've
still on detox after the All-Stars trip, probably.
That was a few weeks.
A good winter. we've been tipping away in the gym anyway for a while and back on the pitch training then since after Christmas, I suppose, in the new year, early in the new year. So, yeah, kind of looking forward to a few games now at this stage.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Same as ourselves, yeah. Gym sessions, not collectively before Christmas, just try to get it in yourself so it doesn't feel like a drag nearly. And then... after Christmas, then obviously back collectively on the pitch as well as the gym. So as Heather said, I think people are a good month of that now. You'll be looking forward to a few matches.
Yeah. I presume it's the same really right across the GAA landscape, but certainly you looked at Dublin Kerry in the football the other evening and the fitness levels for January are, you know, incredible. Someone like Brian Fenton, there's not a pick in them. These guys are coming back fit. Is that wasn't always the case? Is that increasingly the case in Camogie? The fitness standards are going through the roof, improving in that respect all the time?
Well, I think you're always kind of keeping an eye on yourself anyway. Yeah. You never let yourself go too far because you know the slog that you'd have to go through to get back again. So even throughout the winter months, I'd say most of us are kind of
like you enjoy the bit of downtime.
Yeah.
And it's nice, like, not having to go training collectively. It doesn't feel like a drag, whereas you can go and to fit your own day. Yeah. So, like, it doesn't feel like you're actually training. Mm-hmm. So it's good. Yeah. Like, I think everyone in this day and age that plays intercounty minds themselves. They don't come back heavy or unfit anymore because that's it. Yeah. Like, imagine facing into January and that's just not worth it. And
I think it's the lifestyle you get used to as well.
Yeah,
you're just generally living a healthy life, I suppose. You're eating that bit better and whatnot, but
you'd miss the exercise.
You nearly would. Like a weekend of it now, you'd be looking forward to, geez, I can't wait to get back to the week now and get a few gyms in and get back eating normal again.
Feeling normal,
That's it.
I'm going to ring up the All-Ireland final, if that's okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, as you say, it was a really good game. It finished Galway 3-14, Kilkenny 17 points. This is back September 8th. So this was Galway's first All-Ireland since 2013. Just third ever.
Just third win ever,
And for Kilkenny, as I'm sure people know, there have been plenty of All-Ireland finals of late. So three All-Ireland final defeats in a row. That's a sickener. I presume, full-time whistle, Katie, you're thinking, how are we here again?
Yeah, kind of. That's the feeling. You're just like, why? Like, why do we do this? Like, do you know? But, like, I have no qualms on the day. Like, the better team usually wins, and they were the better team by miles that day. Do you know? We did come back a good bit in the second half and got close-ish.
Got back to within 2 points.
Yeah, so, like, we were clawing it, but it was so hard. Like, we fought so hard to get back that lead, and then I think it was Niamh Kilkenny popped up with, like, two super points.
She was amazing that day.
So, just when those went over, you're just like, this is kind of it now.
Like, three first-half goals is sucker punch, and I think there were two. I think it was one in 26 minutes, one in 28 minutes.
The two that came together was probably... You know, we recovered well from the first goal. I think we went ahead after that. But the two together just before half time, that really knocked the wind out of the sails, really did. Like, probably looking back, it was the turning point. Those 2 minutes was massive for Galway to win and for ourselves. You know, we just didn't seem to quite recover from that.
Yeah, it's very hard to... Because Anne Denny was on the show last week, actually, now with Ballyragget, but she was saying after the game, three goals killed us. And she was frustrated because they came from puckouts. Just the two, landing down in our centre-back, their centre-fielder just came on to breaking ball from that overlap. We didn't contain it. So even from your point of view, to concede two goals from puckouts...
Yeah, that was it. And we were aware of what was coming. You know, we had obviously gone through Sarah's puckouts down the middle, but... like Niamh and was just on the brace, like she was unreal, like she was picking him up, there was no stopping her, and wherever the ball was, it was landing to her, in fairness, like, so she broke through. I don't know if she could have broke through for the two goals. She definitely was overlap anyway for two out of the three, so those puck outs and the breaks off the puck outs just absolutely murdered us.
A happier story for you guys,
definitely. I suppose, like that, we'd won the final in 2013, but had gotten there again in 2015, lost out. So getting there again now this year, we really felt like, OK, we need to make it happen, and no more sob stories, just go out and make it happen. And like you were saying, the girls are in the middle of the field. Like, when you need leaders like the likes of Niamh, Aoife D, so many people, Ailish, just stood up, and when they needed to I suppose, get scored on the board if they did. So, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Hopefully. Like, Katie, when you lose three in a row, are you inclined to think, oh, I can't even think about 2020 for a long time, or does it almost drive you on? I want to get back going the next day. I guess you can react in both ways.
Yeah, you can. We were lucky enough in, like, personally, we had club game the next weekend. Okay. So obviously you're down the dumps Monday and maybe Tuesday, but then you just go back to club training Wednesday, and we had a fair old shot with the club. So I had something in my own head that, like, I was so positive about and looking forward to. Played every single weekend until we lost the county final at the end of October. So I think when I lost the county final, lost by a point, last minute goal.
It's a bit of a pattern emerging here.
Yeah, unfortunately. So, like, when that happened then, I don't know if it all just came together or what. You'd be just wondering, like, where do you go from here, really? Like, and the trip came at a good time. You know, we were going then a few weeks after. I had my own holiday booked with my family, like, in December. So it's just nice to chill, forget about Camogie for, 6 weeks? Mm. And then, you know, it's either, I suppose, give up or stay going. Mm. And, you know, we're young, we're fit, we're healthy. Why not stay going and see what 2020 brings? Hopefully, hopefully something better. But you'd never know either, like, you know.
Heather, for you, it's not just the All-Ireland, it's also a league win and it's an All-Star. Mm. So where were you at the start of 2019? Were you feeling good? Did you feel you were heading in for a big year?
Start of 2019, you start off like any other year, I suppose. We had had new management put in the year before, so I suppose we had a solid grounding and we knew where we were going, and we had a base to start on anyway. But you go into every year the same as any other year. You just take it every week at a time, every match at a time, and that's what we did. And yeah, thankfully, it ended up being definitely a year to remember. Won't be forgetting 2019 too easily. But I suppose we're back in the start of 2020 now again, and we'd start off exactly like we did last year. Just you take it week by week, training by training. And
was there a point in 2019, maybe it's winning the league, maybe it's later in the summer, where even privately you thought to yourself, okay, I'm not going to jinx it by saying it out loud, but something feels like it's clicking here. We're moving really well. This is going, you know, we're ticking along quite nicely, and maybe this could be our year. Did that moment arrive earlier or late?
I don't know. I don't think I'd ever say this could be your year. Or, you know, things feel good and things are going well in the camp, and you're feeling good at matches, and you're kind of pushing forward, and you're taking steps every day. And yeah, there was just a good feeling. And I think with that good feeling, every day you move forward, there's a sense of confidence, a sense of belief. And like that, we came up in a quarter final then against Waterford, and we were just blown away. They absolutely knocked us back start of that match, and they gave us one hell of a game that day. And I think that actually, that seriously woke us up. And I suppose we got over that game. That was a seriously tough game. And you kind of think, okay, we got past that tough battle onto the next one. And that was Cork, big game in Limerick. And like that in previous years, I suppose, when it comes to games like that, there's always going to be a point in the game where it's touch or go. Games like that are always tight. So in previous years, I suppose, if the other team had gotten on top, we would have faltered and heads go down, I think. Whereas this year, we kind of just said, no, do you know what now? We'll keep battling and kept the heads there. And I think that inner confidence, I suppose, in ourselves, knowing we'd loads of work done, we kind of felt like, do you know what now? We can do this. And that sense of belief just kind of literally got us over the line and then onto the final.
The final was a great game. I know you mentioned that at the outset, Katie. I'm sure that's not a massive consolation now, but often in recent times, the ladies' football matches have been brilliant advertisements and great occasions, hampered by the weather quite a lot this year. And then the Camogie was a great, more open game. And it also seems, and I'm kind of segueing into the trials for the league this year, seems like the referee let a bit more go, less whistle happy. Yeah. There's a bit more flow to that game.
Definitely. I think even throughout the championship, it was a lot more free flowing. Like, I remember we played Galway the first round of the championship, and it was like we went away from that match and it was like, that was the most physical game we've got to play in years. And like, we were sore and broke up after that for a few days, because even at the start of the match, there was a few things that happened. And I was like, normally that you'd be nearly looking to the ref, because years previous, they would have been blown, like, either way. So I think throughout the championship, it was definitely, without the rules being changed, the refs were definitely leaving a lot more go, and it was free flowing. There was people complimenting all the games they were going to. There was never really negativity towards the games. Mm. thankfully, and you know, it was no longer nearly a free taking contest anymore. People were actually allowed to express themselves, okay, which was great.
So there's a list of rules to be trialled. Some of them will be more significant than others. Players will no longer be able to score a goal by hand passing the slitter into the net. They can still score a point that way. A player will now have the option to take a free from their hand if they're fouled inside their own 45 metre line. And then I guess the one we're alluding to is rule 5. A player may now use minimal contact. Define that. Player may now use minimal contact on an opponent's body from side on once they're making a reasonable effort. Reasonable effort. This is beautifully open. I love it.
It's a great kind of a...
Yeah, took her head off. They made a reasonable effort. Making a reasonable effort to gain possession of the ball. So minimal contact and reasonable effort. Basically, Katie, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Sledge central.
It's open season. So was there a... It sounds like it, based on the season just gone and that softening of the physicality stakes or what was and wasn't allowed. Was there a sense the game needed to move this way?
Definitely, I think, yeah.
There was an outcry the last couple of years, really more so from the players and anyone that was coming to see the games. I think the two All-Irelands with ourselves and Cork, like after those games, it was worrying, the negativity towards the game itself, because there was nobody talking good about the game. Everyone was criticising the refs, the players, the rules, the association, and like the Camogie itself, like we weren't going to grow. Like so, thankfully, we're being listened to, and it's great. Like hopefully 2020 will be a bumper year for Camogie, and you know, we're all as headed, like as we both alluded to, you know, everyone keeps themselves taking over. All of us are extremely fit, like we're athletes, we're strong, we train to be strong and fit. So at least now we're going to be allowed to show that on the field, which will be hopefully great for everyone.
Yeah, because I know even in the ladies football final, one of the complaints from both sides afterwards was it's a wet day. If we can't barge our way through a bit more, it's going to destroy the spectacle. Yeah. That was, you know, their point. You agree? You're happy to see this come in? It needed to come in?
Well, the type of game that it is, there's inevitably going to be contact. So calling it a non-contact sport, it's not really...
It's a bygone era, really.
Yeah. And it's not, we're not talking about crazy tackles here or anything. We're just talking about letting the game flow, like being able to break out through a tackle and continue the game up the field instead of making the effort to go and it being called back and it's ball down, everyone moving off. Yeah, exactly. It's just going to let the game flow. And as Katie was saying, I don't think anyone's complaining about players or spectators alike about the game being let flow. And I think the rule is kind of just putting in writing what was kind of happening anyway, a little
bit. Did you notice the change this year?
I think I kind of felt like it was improving a little bit more. I do remember matches gone by and you'd wonder how much playing time was actually let flow because it felt so stop-starty. So, you know, I definitely think it's just, it's putting down on paper what has been happening possibly of recent, but again, it's still quite a grey area. It's left to the discretion of the referee, like you said, reasonable effort and and whatnot. So it'll be interesting to see how it's refed. So
great. Okay. Well, they're going to be trialled, so I presume they'll be rubber stamped and
surely, hopefully, anyway.
Yeah. Unless something really goes badly wrong. So 2020, you guys will both be big contenders again. How do you see the landscape ahead of this year?
It's tough, like, to call it, especially the league. I think, let's say there's been a so-called top three, ourselves, Galway and Cork. So, like, Tip have been in the semi-final now the last 2 years as well, so they'd probably be considered in the top four. But, like, Waterford pushed Galway so far. I think last year they were really unlucky in the league. Like, they were super competitive. Like, pushed everyone to the pin of their collar and might last out by, like, a point in each game. And so they didn't qualify, but I think that they could be really strong contenders this year.
Closer than they might look.
Yeah, definitely.
And especially in the league, I think they do have an awful lot done even before Christmas. So I think they will be a lot. They will be further ahead of people than other teams in the league. So I can see them making a really big push this year, as well as Tip and, let's say, ourselves, Galway and Cork as well.
What's your feeling on it all, Heather?
Yeah, I was thinking the same about Waterford. I really think they've kind of come a good bit over the last couple of years. They've got some serious players, and like that they showed last year, they really showed us what they can do. And I definitely think they're going to build on that now and push forward. And like you said, with the likes of Tip, they've been there, thereabouts. Yeah. I think it'll prove for an interesting league.
Yeah.
There are more and more teams coming to the fore.
One last thing I just wanted to get your thoughts on, or your experience on. I saw of the All-Ireland final, the point was made yes, the ref let it flow, but it was also quite open. There were no sweepers, was something I saw in a few different reports. So the game tactically, where is it going in that respect? Obviously, people would know from watching the hurling, the sweepers debate has been non-stop for a number of years now. Where's Camogie tactically?
I suppose sometimes there is a sweeper put into play, and whatever team forces you the sweeper on you, you have to play that system then as well. I suppose you work with it as best you can. I do think the All-Ireland final was quite an open game. It definitely flowed. The ball was up and down the field, and it was quick. It was up and down.
Had you planned for it to be that way in advance, or did the game just take on a life of its own?
Well, any time we play each other, it is like that, though. And really, never...
It's more traditional style.
It's not really compact. There's never really a sweeper any time we play each other, really. So it was probably going to end up like that anyway. Both teams kind of like to attack.
Yeah,
and then just whatever happens nearly after that, hope for the best at the back.
Absolute battle,
but we would be more traditional, I suppose.
Okay.
And as Heather said, like it depends on obviously the teams that you'd be playing. There is sweepers, obviously, in some different circumstances in different games, but
it would be forced upon you.
Yeah, exactly.
Forces your hand almost.
It does. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are now heading off in different directions, and the next time you see each other, it'll be on a pitch, and there'll be a grimace and a firm handshake and not much said. Great stuff. Well, very best of luck with the season ahead. Congrats again on last year.
Thanks,
the guys were here again, we should say, with thanks to Littlewoods Ireland, who are sponsoring the Camogie Leagues. They're launching today. They get underway this weekend, so get along and see those games, and we might check in at some stage across the year with Katie Power and Heather Cooney. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The GAA Podcast on OTB Sports Radio, Ireland's first and only sports radio station.